A very good evening to you and welcome to the Silk Mill Museum. It's fitting that as we discuss the future of our local economy, we're in this marvellous building, which is actually on the site of the world's first factory.
Derby consistently demonstrates a lower number of business startups compared to the England average. What does the panel feel are the reasons for this? And what do you think the city needs to do to address this?
I think we've got to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit, giving people the confidence to try things, not condemning them if they fail, creating an infrastructure that makes that happen, supporting people. It's pretty tough to start up a new business these days. You've got to be very brave.
The only reason we're here and we exist is because we were made redundant in 2009. And we decided to actually take that step and do something for ourselves. It was very, very difficult. There was very, very little support.
Derbyshire businesses have gained almost £100 million worth of contracts from the London Olympics. There's still another £50 million worth of Olympic business opportunities.
We've got to have a very clear strategy for the centre of the city. We seem to jump around in a very reactive way without any real clear plan. And I think that's what unites it all. We just let it evolve.
I do think that if the building work that's promised comes up out the ground and these office blocks appear, we are going to find there's far more suits on the streets, and that's what we need to see back in the city. Pride Park is fantastic, but what it's actually done is taken those workers from the city, put them in a remote place where they spend their money and their lunch hour within those confined quarters. We need to get more people back into our city and spending their money, get the confidence back onto the high street.
It's a hidden gem, this city, in a hidden gem of a county.